Defense Secretary Ash Carter rolled out the first tranche in a series of reforms to DOD's personnel systems. He says the military needs to adapt to a competitive recruiting landscape. Otherwise, it could have trouble attracting the level of talent it needs. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more on what these changes will bring to DOD's Force of the Future.
The first round of changes is not exactly revolutionary, and virtually none of them would require further action by Congress. More controversial topics like reforming the military's up-or-out approach to promotion and retention and creating a new civilian personnel system are being saved for more study. But the department says the announcements Carter made on Wednesday are just the first link to the force of the future he said he wanted to create immediately upon becoming defense secretary. Out of 80 proposed initiatives that went to Carter's desk, he's approved 20 for immediate action, most of them having to do with making it easier for employees to move between DOD and the private sector.
We're going to create what we call on-ramps to make it easier to contribute to our mission. This is important because today, less than 1% of our population serves in uniform, which means fewer people are connected to those who do. For my generation and my parents' generation, 3 in 4 had a family member who served in the military. For your generation, it's only 1 in 3. And this trend is likely to continue. So we want to provide more opportunities for those outside DOD to get to know us and to contribute to our mission, even if only for a time.
The Pentagon says it will create an entrepreneur-in-residence program in which private sector experts will be paired with a senior DOD leader to tackle a particularly tough bureaucratic problem, and will expand the Corporate Fellows Program that sends military leaders to work in private industry for a year at a time. Carter says DOD will also ask Congress to turn a pilot project called the Career Intermission Program into a permanent feature of the personnel system. That program lets military members take a temporary break from military service to start a family or work outside the military, theoretically without impacting their future promotion prospects.
So we're going to expand this program by doubling the size of it, by opening it up to qualified senior enlisted leaders, and by offering not just tours in industry, but also in elsewhere in government, including state and local government, where they work on important problems, too.
DOD will also create the new position of Chief Recruiting Officer, something of a full-time in-house corporate headhunter to fill senior civilian leadership jobs throughout the department. Carter also gave the formal go-ahead to create a Digital Defense Service, an offshoot of the U.S. Digital Service, which will bring top technology experts on board for short periods of time to solve big IT problems. And it will centralize and expand its internship programs for college students and advertise them via LinkedIn.
This is imperative for attracting civilian talent. That's why we're making our internship programs better managed and also more effective at transitioning promising and successful interns into permanent employees. So that if you're an intern with us and you do great work, we can do better at connecting you with job openings. We offer internships in all sorts of areas, at our Army and Air Force research labs, for example, and also at the Pentagon.
But many of the initiatives Carter announced on Wednesday were calls for further study rather than immediate action. He ordered the creation of an Office of People Analytics within the department's Personnel and Readiness Office. Its job will be to use big data analytics to examine which levers DOD can pull to increase the talent of its overall workforce. And he ordered a formal program of exit interviews to determine why military members and civilians decide to leave DOD for what they perceive as greener pastures.
And that's going to fill some gaping holes in our data, starting with exit surveys that ask people who decide to leave why they did so. That way we can make changes to keep our best. For some reason, we've never comprehensively done that before. While there have been studies and articles and entire books written about how the military is, quote, bleeding talent, end quote, most of these are anecdotal. And because DOD hasn't been gathering the data, we couldn't quantitatively prove or disprove that, let alone fix it. So while it's much overdue, this change will make a big difference in how we manage talent going forward.
Carter also says DOD will immediately implement the changes the House and Senate have already agreed to make to military retirement, turning the military's cliff-vested pension plan into a blended system in which all service members would be automatically invested in the government's thrift savings plan.
It's really a big deal for us, And it's critical to making sure people like you can give the military a try and still get and take with you the benefits you earned. Right now, our troops have to serve 20 years before getting any retirement benefits. But 80% don't serve that long, which means they leave with no retirement benefits at all. But we're changing that. Starting in the next few years, we'll be able to offer a portable, it's a 401k-like plan, which all who serve can take with them whenever they move on, whatever's next in life for them.
But most of the other politically difficult personnel questions the department's been examining as part of the Force of the Future have been deferred until later, including whether or not DOD should overhaul its civilian personnel system. An implementation group led by the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Deputy Secretary of Defense will report back on the remainder of those proposals in mid-December.
We're taking a serious look at making some common sense reforms in our officer promotion system. We're also looking at ways to improve how we manage our civilian personnel, working with the government-wide Office of Personnel Management, as well as federal employee unions. And we're figuring out how we can do an even better job of meeting our commitments to the health and well-being of our people and their families in the 21st century. So there's much more still to come and a lot of hard work still ahead. I'll be making more announcements in due course, though obviously we're going to take the time to get them right. But as you can tell, we're working hard. We're thinking hard.
Jared Serby, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Has to happen at the local level.
Sponsored by Unisys. To listen to the whole program, log on to FederalNewsRadio.com.
Government agencies are under relentless pressure to increase performance and reduce the cost of IT while keeping